ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय मन्त्रतस्थं त्रतश्चिद्रं देशकालारवस्तुता सर्वं करोति निश्चिद्रं अनुसंकीर्तनं तव मन्त्रतस्थं त्रतश्चिद्रं देशकालारवस्तुता सर्वं करोति निश्चिद्रं अनुसंकीर्तनं तव मन्त्रतस्थं त्रतश्चिद्रं देशकालारवस्तुता सर्वं करोति निश्चिद्रं अनुसंकीर्तनं तव pronouncing the Vedic mantras improperly. Tantrata, in insufficient knowledge for following regulative principles. Chidram, discrepancy. Desha, in the matter of the country. Kala, and time. Arha, and recipient. Vastuta, and paraphernalia. Sarvam, all these. Karoti, makes. Nishchidram, without discrepancy. Anusankirtanam, constantly chanting the holy name, Tava, of your lordship. There may be discrepancies in pronouncing the mantras and observing the regulative principles. And moreover, there may be discrepancies in regard to time, place, person, and paraphernalia. But when your lordship's holy name is chanted, everything becomes faultless. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended Harinama, Harinama, Harinam Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatir Anyatha. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Brihanaradiya Purana. In this age of Kali, it is extremely difficult to perform Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or sacrifices perfectly. Hardly anyone could chant the Vedic mantras with perfect pronunciation or accumulate the paraphernalia for Vedic performances. Therefore, the sacrifice recommended in this age is Sankirtan, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Sumedasaha. Instead of wasting time performing Vedic sacrifices, those who are intelligent, those who possess good brain substance, should take to the chanting of the Lord's holy name and thus perform sacrifice perfectly. I have seen that many religious leaders are addicted to performing yajnas and spending hundreds and thousands of rupees for imperfect sacrificial performances. This is a lesson for those who unnecessarily execute such imperfect sacrifices. We should take the advice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yajyai Sankirtana Prayaya Yajantihi Sunedasaha. Although Shukracharya was a strict Brahmin, addicted to ritualistic activities, he also admitted, Nishchidram Anusankirtanam Tava. My Lord, constant chanting of the holy name of your lordship makes everything perfect. In Kali Yuga, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies cannot be performed as perfectly as before. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami has recommended that although one should take care to follow all the principles in every kind of spiritual activity, especially in the worship of the deity, there is still a chance of discrepancies. And one should compensate this. One should compensate for this by chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore give special stress to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra in all activities. Om Akyan Timidandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam, Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Sri Rupam Sagra Jataham, Sahakana Raghunatham Vidham, Tham Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahakana Lalita, Sri Vishakam Vithamscha, He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostate, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sudhe Devi, Pranamami Hari Priyai, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patithanam Bhavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Brinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. It is my honor and my fortune to have this opportunity to try to serve you by speaking something on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara. I was asked to speak about the chanting of Krishna's holy names. So many people have come from all over the world for our Kirtan Mela. It is really something beautiful to see. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had this dream that people from all races and all castes and all walks of life would gather together in Sri Mayapur Dham as brothers and sisters in the family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to raise their arms and loudly cry out with one heart and one voice the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also express their will for that very purpose. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his final instructions to his son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, very much emphasized the glorification of He saw the people who were materially oriented had created an apparent birthplace for economic purposes. And obviously finding the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was part of his master plan to bring the world to come here to glorify him. And through research of scriptures, ancient maps, discussion with great saints and sages, he discovered the actual place. But for confirmation, he wanted the blessings of the greatest Vaishnavacharya of the time, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who at that time was very old. In fact, his servant would carry him in a basket because he couldn't walk. And when they brought him to this place, which mystically was filled with tulsi, when they put the basket down, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who hadn't walked for years, he leaped high in the sky, crying out, Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan. This is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he danced. Today is Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's disappearance day. So we honor him. So much of what we have received has come through his divine grace. And Srila Prabhupada, on the order of his Guru Maharaj, brought this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, that we are all servants of the Absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead, eternally. And that ecstatic love of Krishna is within the heart of every living being. By chanting Krishna's holy names, especially this Maha Mantra, this love is awakened. Srila Prabhupada came to the West with this message before boarding the Jaladuta. He stopped in Shantipur and spoke to a pujari and said, my Guru Maharaj has given me an order that is impossible. But he went. And in Thompson Square Park under an elm tree, not a kadamba tree or a tamal tree or a banyan tree, an elm tree. But he made that elm tree a holy place of pilgrimage. Thousands of people come every year to that elm tree in this park that's filled with people who are mostly homeless on pilgrimage. Because great personalities, their compassion makes a place holy. He didn't have mridanga. Someone gave him an old little bongo drum. That bongo drum is still there. You could look at it. And he played it, and he chanted. Gradually, a little temple and a storefront in a very downtrodden place, the Lower East Side, was established. Then Mukunda Maharaj, Janaki Devi, they were inspired to go to San Francisco. And they established a little storefront there, because in those days, that was the standard. It's amazing how standards are whatever somebody before you did. Yes? They started a storefront in 26th Second Avenue. Not that that's the extent of what Prabhupada wanted. But then, you know, wherever we go, we should start a storefront. This is the Hare Krishna movement. And the first several temples were storefronts, because this is what Prabhupada wants. So they had a storefront in Haight-Ashbury. They were chanting in the streets. Actually, the first time, I think it was Gaur Purnima, and the devotees were waiting at the storefront, and Srila Prabhupada was in an apartment a few blocks away, and the devotees decided to chant together along the street to Prabhupada's apartment and be under his window. And he was so happy. This is what we should be doing. Go out into the street and chant. After some time, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, along with His Holiness Vishnu Jana Swami Maharaj, came and gave their hearts and souls, their lives to Srila Prabhupada. Today is Tamal Krishna Goswami's disappearance day also. And he will be empowered by Srila Prabhupada to take things to another level. He actually organized really powerful first-class Sankirtan in the streets. Srila Prabhupada was so pleased with him. He would go from temple to temple, organizing their street non-Sankirtan. And then he organized a little later the distribution of Back to Godhead magazines and brought it from just a few to thousands and tens of thousands. And then when they started to distribute books, he organized book distribution to bring it to another level. Srila Prabhupada wanted this land in Mayapur. But so many people failed to try to get anything because there was so much opposition. So he turned to Tamal Krishna Goswami. Get me this land. Tamal Krishna Goswami tells in Calcutta, the same temple, the same room in Albert Road is still there. Srila Prabhupada gave him the money and taught him how to take like a piece of cloth and wrap it around your waist and put all the money there. There were no checks because in those days in Navadvip, there was all sorts of ways you had to do things. And he came here and somehow or other he convinced the people to sell the land. And all those hundreds and hundreds of rupees, everyone, the serial number had to be copied. So it took a long time. And when he finally came back to Calcutta with the deed, it was late at night. Srila Prabhupada did not go to sleep. He was so concerned. He was just sitting, waiting. The light was on. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj came in and said, Prabhupada, you have the land. In Mayapur Dham, here is the deed. Srila Prabhupada, with tears in his eyes, embraced Tamal Krishna Goswami. Thank you very much. And later on, when our movement was spreading in so many ways, inconceivable, he told Tamal Krishna Goswami, go to China and preach. I don't know if anyone ever thought of that. But he did. And now, in our festival, there are hundreds of people from China who are here today with their arms raised, chanting the Holy Name. Let us honor this great personality. In fact, in his last visit to Mayapur in his life, because usually after GBC meetings, people are really exhausted. Maybe not all of you, but GBCs. Tamal Krishna Goswami decided to start a kirtan in his room upstairs. And he just wanted devotees to come together and chant. And a few people, it began with just a few people, but because he wanted it, everybody was very inclined. And the kirtans were so deep and so devotional and so connected. Every day, the amount of people that would come there would multiply and multiply. And soon the temple, his quarters were completely filled, and people in the windows and people in the hallways for hours and hours chanting. This went on for about a week or so, And then it was proposed to him, there's so many people, let's take it to the temple every night. They took it to the temple and the temple was full. And this is kind of how this Kirtan Mela began. Let us offer our gratitude. In regard to the holy names, with your permission, I'd like to tell a little story. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, he was transformed. Before he went, he was Nimai Pandit, the greatest scholar in creation. And he would love to debate on all sorts of grammatical rules and philosophical terminologies. And devotees, anything that's disconnected from loving service to Krishna is just not important. But Nimai, he would approach the devotees and challenge them with all sorts of grammatical debates. They would chant together, perform their japa, do their puja with the prayer, please make Nimai a devotee of Krishna. Because we love him, we can't give up his association, but at the same time it's so difficult to associate with him. And if he becomes a devotee, the whole world will chant your holy names, Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to teach a very sacred principle that bhakti comes when we become the servant of the servant of a Vaishnava and accept a spiritual master. It was in Gaya that he approached Sripad Ishwarapuri and begged him for initiation. It was in Gaya that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his Radha Bhav, the love of Sri Radha, that was his very heart. And when he came back to Navadvip, the devotees were celebrating. We have never seen a devotee like Nimai. And soon after, he established Kirtan with all of these devotees in the house of Srivas. But only the most confidential associates who had pure ecstatic love for Krishna were given entrance into those kirtans. Because they were so deep, so ecstatic, incomprehensible to common people. They could just completely express the ecstasies of their love to each other. When these kirtans were going on all night long, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita tells that they would chant during the day at Srivas's house. And one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, time is so precious. Why do we waste our nights sleeping? We should have kirtan all night long. When Lord Chaitanya said it, they said, yes, we will do. And that's where these all-night kirtans began. Hare Krishna. The envious people, the arrogant people, because Navadvip was filled with great, great scholars, they would criticize and blaspheme Srivas, Lord Chaitanya, and all those devotees. Because they were loudly chanting Krishna's names, which was against their principles, and because they were not allowed in. They would spread so many rumors. These Vaishnavas, they have nothing to do with the Vedic culture. They're simply sentimentalists. They're useless. Because they're so hungry, they're crying all night in hunger pains. We know what they're doing. They're going out during the day and finding nice young girls and inviting them in, and then they have all sorts of terrible tantric black rites and violate the chastity of these girls, and they drink liquor and they're singing. That's what they're doing in there. And they won't let us in because we will expose their hypocrisy. Others were saying, this Numai is crazy. He's going to destroy our whole village. What happens if the Qazi finds out that they're singing out loud? We're all going to suffer. We should take Srivas and all these devotees, we should bind their necks with ropes, put rocks at the other end, and throw them in the Ganges. We should tear down this house and throw it in the Ganges. This is how they were speaking. Lucky there was no internet in those days. So, the pious people, which was the majority, they loved Nimai. They could see that he was the greatest saint of all saints. They yearned for his mercy. They heard about his dancing. They were praying and crying that someday they could become fortunate and go into the house of Srivas and see the Lord dance and join his kirtan. But because of these critical people, Nimai is keeping the doors closed. So those nice people of Navadvip, they would come in the early morning and bring Nimai gifts. One day, a crowd came and they all paid their dandavats to Lord Chaitanya. Then they gave him gifts of love. They were simple gifts. Some gave him bananas, coconuts, mangoes. Some brought some water from the Ganges. Some brought some ghee or some dahi. And they stood before Lord Chaitanya with humble, folded hands. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moved by them. And then a historical event happened. Lord Gauranga told them, my brothers, my sisters, hear what I say. I beg you, please always perform devotional service to Krishna. Constantly chant his holy names. Never, ever forget the Lord's holy names. And today I am going to give you the greatest of all mantras, the Maha Mantra. And he told the people to repeat after him, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. He said, chant this mantra, chant japa, according to a prescribed number every day, and come together for kirtan. Whether you're alone, or with your family, your mothers, your fathers, your children, your brothers, your sisters, clap your hands and chant. If you have instruments, mridangas, karatals, conch shells, play the instruments and chant. There are no hard and fast rules for this chanting of the holy names. Wherever you may be, whoever you're with, keep your tongue always decorated with the holy name of Krishna. And you may also chant this song. Adihadaya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan. Now go home. And in all the villages and all the towns, spread this chanting of the holy names. Everyone was blissful. They all went to their homes, ecstatic. And soon, thousands and thousands of people everywhere were chanting Krishna's names. And Lord Chaitanya would go down the streets, and when he would see people chanting, he would take with his own lotus-like hands and put garlands around their necks. He would embrace them. He would put straw between his own teeth and say, I beg you, please always chant Hare Krishna. That gave them so much courage. Everywhere in all directions, people were clapping their hands, playing the instruments and chanting. And this made the atheistic and arrogant people extremely angry. One day, the Qazi, who was the government official who actually had all powers over the Nadia district, Chand Qazi, he had already, under the order of the king of Bengal, made a law against any public demonstration of a Hindu religion. And now he sees people blissfully, right out in the open, chanting. He was furious. He was always surrounded by a large army of soldiers. He cried out, catch them, punish them. And the poor people ran away. And some of them were caught, severely beaten. Some were in prison. Some were exploited of whatever, plundered of whatever property they had. Chand Qazi said, because it's night, I will not be so severe with you. But if you ever do this again, you will be severely punished. From that day on, Chand Qazi had thousands of soldiers throughout the entire day and night looking for anybody who would be chanting and punish them. So the people became very afraid and they went to Lord Chaitanya's home. And when he came out of his door, they expressed their sorrow. They couldn't give up the chanting. So they said, we are all going to leave Nadia because it's too difficult to live here. When Lord Chaitanya saw them, he felt great compassion. He entered into the mood of Rudra, which is the form of Shiva at the time of destruction. And with a thunderous voice, he cried out, Nityananda! Go to the homes of all the Vaishnavas with this message. Today, I will personally dance through all the streets of Navadvip chanting the holy names. Let us see who does anything to me. Today I will take our chanting right to the doorstep of the Chand Qazi. Let us see what his king does to me. Today, I will bring a great rainstorm of pure devotional service, and I will inundate all of Nadia with ecstatic love for Krishna through the chanting of the holy names. Today, time personified will stand before the blasphemers. Let us see what they do to me. go. If you want to see Krishna, he told the townspeople, go now and make torches. Then take lunch and come back to my house and meet me. The word spread everywhere. And soon, tens and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people were making torches. According to their capacity. They were all making large torches. Some people, they made one torch. A father taught a child. The child taught his brothers and sisters. And they were all making torches. Some more wealthy people were having thousands and thousands of torches made. And then, but according to Vrindavandas.org, everyone was so excited about this kirtan. Everywhere in Navadvipa, people were thinking, today, the greatest aspiration of our hearts will be fulfilled. We will see Gauranga Mahaprabhu dance. Lord Chaitanya told them to eat lunch, but they all forgot about lunch. Soon there were hundreds and thousands of people at Lord Chaitanya's doorstep. And he came out and he smiled upon them and said, Advaita Prabhu, at the front of the kirtan party, you will dance. And many devotees will be gathered around you chanting and dancing. And behind you will be Thakur Haridas. He will be dancing with the crowd of devotees around him. And behind him, Srivas Thakur will dance. And behind him, Lord Chaitanya looked at Lord Nityananda. And Nityananda Prabhu started to cry. He said, I can only be with you. Please never let me be separate from you. Whatever is your will is my heart and soul. I want to dance with you. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with Nityananda Prabhu on one side and Gadadhar Pandit on the other, were dancing. As he was giving this instruction, he induced everyone to chant. And the Maha Mantra, it was thunderous. Like hundreds and millions of roaring lions, it filled the entire universe, the divine sound of the holy names. And then the sun set. And with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's indication, at the same time, everyone lit their torches. The darkness of the night was not possible. It was the most light that this universe has ever seen. It says it was like the light of Krishna's effulgence in the form of all these torches that lit up the sky. And they, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's will, the procession began. This was the first Harinam Sankirtan procession in our history. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so beautiful, everyone, as they were chanting and dancing, were gazing upon him. And by his own mystical power, however many people came, even millions, they could all personally, intimately watch him. His hair was so beautiful, like black silk, and it was cascading around his beautiful golden moonlight face. Our scriptures describe on that day his hair was decorated with malati or jasmine flowers. His eyes were lotus-like, and they reached practically to his ears. His eyebrows were like the bows of Kamadev. His nose was like a sesame flower. His lips were like the bimba fruit. His face was like a moon, full moon. As he danced, his arms, which were like beautiful golden pillars, were raised very high. There was a garland of flowers around his neck that extended just below his knees that was swaying to and fro as he danced. His ecstasies were so deep that literally torrents of rivers of tears were pouring from his eyes. Sometimes by his dancing, he would be covered with dust, and then at the next moment, the tears would soak his body like a bath and cleanse all the dust. His limbs trembled. His hair was standing on end. On his beautiful golden complexion, it is described that his body looked like a Kadamba flower. His dhoti was folded in three places. As he danced, he intoxicated everyone. He took the kirtan along the banks of the Ganges. They went Madhai Ghat, Varakuna Ghat, Nagariya Ghat. As he was chanting, the villagers of Navadvip and the townspeople, they were so excited. They wanted to bless their homes, so they greeted him. Every doorstep of practically every house had banana tree leaves and mangoes and coconuts and little lamps burning to welcome the Lord so that he would see the auspiciousness of the offering of their love of their homes. But amazingly, when they heard the chanting, saw the Lord and all the devotees in such happiness that they forgot everything and ran out to the kirtan. Mothers forgot that they had children or husbands. Fathers forgot that they had wives and children. Children forgot that they had parents or brothers or sisters. Even babies forgot that they were babies. People forgot they were men or women. They forgot where they lived. They forgot everything. They just ran out ecstatically, everyone, to chant and dance with the Lord. All the houses were empty. At this point, all the dacoits and thieves, they were so happy with the promise. Nobody is home anywhere, and they all forgot to close their doors. So they all went running to the homes of people to rob them. But as they were running, they heard the kirtan and saw the devotees chanting, and the thieves forgot that they were thieves. Everyone together was chanting Krishna's holy names. This is real kirtan, where all our material differences are transcended. The devotees, they were so intoxicated with the holy names. Some of them, while they danced, they didn't even know that they could do it, or how they do it, or why they do it. They would dance up to the top of a tall tree and then cry out, "Hari Bol!" And jump from the top of the tree, land on the ground and dance. Devotees were, all the people, they were embracing each other in ecstasies. Some of them were bowing down to each other's feet. Others were tying their hair to another devotee's feet while they were dancing. And they all had torches. Some of them had two torches, but at the same time were clapping their hands constantly. Vrindavan Das Thakur asked the question, how was that possible? To have two gigantic torches, one in each hand, and yet you're dancing and clapping your hands. Because by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, every single devotee in that kirtan became an eternal resident of Vaikuntha and assumed four arms. So they can hold torches and clap and everything. But nobody there knew they had four arms. And they were so engrossed in the chanting of the holy games, no one could see that anyone else had four arms. The demigods. According to Chaitanya Bhagavat, all the demigods, they had never seen anything like this. In history of Brahma's creation, there was never so much bliss in the universe. So the demigods came to see it. They were showering flowers, but nobody even noticed that they were flowers. Nobody cared. They were just looking at Lord Chaitanya and dancing and chanting. The demigods wanted to join, so they all assumed human forms and were dancing and chanting among the devotees. There was no high or low. There was no, you're a farmer and I am the head of King of Heaven. Everyone was just a Vaishnava chanting and dancing together. Some would climb on other people's shoulders to chant and dance. Meanwhile, the people who were against the devotees, this made them even more angry. They said, just see this audacity and arrogance of this Nimai leading all these people chanting and singing in the streets. We will tell the Qazi. And when the Qazi comes with his armies, they will all run away like cowards, or they will be beaten. So they actually went to Qazi's house and complained that this Nimai Pandit is ruining their whole Hindu religion. And he's breaking the Qazi's laws and must be punished. The Qazi sent soldiers to go and see what was happening. The soldiers came thinking, we are representing the law. They came to the kirtan with this idea of stopping it. But when they saw the enthusiasm of, by this time, millions of people, and they saw all those millions of torches, and they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some of them ran away. And they went to the Qazi, and some of them said, Hari Hari. I went, Hari Hari, and I saw these people, Hari Hari, and this Nimai, we've never seen anything Hari Hari like him. There's Hari Hari, there's rivers of tears flowing from his eyes, and he's so Hari Hari, he's so beautiful. And there's millions of people, and they'll do anything he's saying, Hari Hari, and he has so many torches, Hari Hari, and we can't stop saying Hari Hari. Others said, I went, and I was about to tell them they have to stop. But as soon as I raised my hands to speak, my beard caught on fire. Burn my face. And others, you know, they were dressed like kind of military people, and they were wearing these turbans. They took off their turbans, they hid their beards, and they chanted with the devotees so they couldn't be recognized. John Qazi heard this stuff, and he said, it must be a marriage ceremony. I will stop it and punish it personally. And then with his armies, he was about to go out and stop it. But at that point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the ecstasy of Radha's love, Sharsham Sundar, was chanting and dancing. He brought the whole kirtan party right to Chan Qazi's house. When the Chan Qazi heard the thunderous roar of this kirtan, do you know what he did? He and all of his soldiers scattered in all directions and ran away. Hare Krishna. I'm out of time, but I'll very briefly speak to you. It's a beautiful story in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita where Nimai, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he comes to the doorstep of Chankasi. And meanwhile, there's people all around, and some of them are breaking his trees and breaking his garden, and some of them are dismantling his house because they were angry because he was, even though they were ecstatically in love, he was manifesting in very special ways. And some were chanting slogans about the Kazi. The Kazi was hiding upstairs. Nimai said to one of the servants of Kazi, please tell him that I have come in a very peaceful and friendly mood to speak to him. Chankasi came down to the doorstep. He was trembling. And Lord Chaitanya said, why? I am a guest who has come to your house. Why do you not welcome me? Why are you hiding somewhere? Chankasi said, well, this is not a very friendly group of people. And Chankasi wanted to pacify everyone. He said, actually, Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur, your maternal grandfather was very good friends with my father. So therefore, in our village customs, when we're close friends like this, we are family. I am your uncle. Even if an uncle makes a mistake, we're family, you should forgive me. And then they got in a very, very deep philosophical discussion about scripture, especially based on the killing of cows. And Lord Chaitanya convinced him, not only according to Vedas. Lord Chaitanya said, why are you eating and killing cows? The Kazi said, well, even in your scripture there is the Gomeda sacrifice. Lord Chaitanya said, that was for previous ages. Those kinds of sacrifices, by the perfect pronunciation of mantra and the precision of the tantras and the yantras, an old cow gets a new life. But nobody could do that anymore. And then he proved how even on the basis of the Quran, the highest level is to be compassionate to the cows. And the Chankasi agreed. In fact, the Chankasi agreed with everything Lord Chaitanya said after some degree of debate. And then Lord Chaitanya said, why did you not try to stop this kirtan? Kazi said, it's a secret. I will tell you alone. And Lord Chaitanya said, these are all my confidential associates. You can say in front of all of them. He said, after I stopped one of the kirtan and I personally broke one of the murdangas, that night I was sleeping in my palace and I had a dream. This incredible, awesome, fearsome personality jumped on my chest. He had the face and the claws of a lion.
Viva!
And the body of a man. And his eyes were ferociously red with anger and his teeth were very sharp. And he said, because you broke my murdanga, because you disturbed my devotees, I will rip you apart today. And he roared. I'm sorry. Chankasi said he took his nails, they were so razor sharp, and he dug them into my chest and started ripping me apart.
And then he stopped.
And he said, you have not done so much offenses yet. But if you ever try to stop my sankirtan or hurt my devotees again, I will be back. Sri Nrsimhadeva Bhagavan ki. Shankazi accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The one God of all religions. It didn't say that he necessarily converted from one religion to another, because after all, he was the Chankazi. But he accepted bhakti and the Supreme Lord as his life and soul, as his worshipable God. And he made a law. As long as any of my descendants are ruling over Nadia, they will never interfere. Rather, they will give all encouragement to the congregational chanting of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya embraced the Chankazi. And even today, Gaudiya Vaishnavas go to honor him at his tomb, just close by, near Simantadweep. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took the kirtan party, it's now early the next morning, and went to Simantadweep. By this time, not all the people, but some of the people were still there, especially Lord Chaitanya's close associates. They came by the little straw hut of Kolavecha Sridhar. Sridhar was so poor, materially. When Lord Chaitanya was, before he manifested his Nam Sankirtan movement, when he was just a little boy, he would go to Kolavecha Sridhar to argue the price of bananas. 2 hours every day. And usually would just take them for free. Kolavecha Sridhar Nimai said, he said, your clothes are so old. They have so many holes, and you just tie knots wherever there's holes. And your house, it's a leaky roof. It's one tiny room. It's made of clay and straw. And you have no furniture, and you have no food, and your body's so skinny. But you are hiding your wealth. Someday I will reveal it to the world. Kolavecha Sridhar was a pure unalloyed devotee. Day and night he would chant the holy names. He had one possession, a very old, rusted, dented iron pot that he would use for all purposes, to carry water, to clean himself. And that little pot was always just outside of his door. It is said even the most desperate thief would not even cast a glance on that pot. And he would drink from that pot. And he would wash himself with that pot. Lord Chaitanya saw the pot in the presence of all these great, great devotees during his kirtan. He had just conquered the Chankazi and all of his soldiers. And he was about to be conquered. When he saw that pot, he ran over and drank the water from it. Kolavecha Sridhar saw this because he had already used this pot in that water. And he fell to the ground and said, now I am finished. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please see it in perspective of what just happened. He said, today, for the first time in my life, I am tasting the sweetness of pure love for Krishna because I have drunk the water from Kolavecha. cultivate your Sridhar's path. When he said that, he began to cry. His voice was all choked up in ecstasy. And all the devotees seeing the power of Kolavacha Sridhar's love and seeing how Lord Chaitanya was conquered by that love, they all fell to the ground weeping and crying. And Vrindavan Das Thakur tells, it is not by our knowledge or our wealth or our powers, but only by the sweetness and the humility of our devotion can we actually attract the heart of the Lord. Now we could use so much power and influence and wealth and all of these things, but it has to be built on the foundation of the simplicity of this love, as was exemplified by Kolavacha Sridhar. And as they saw Lord Chaitanya reveal this most priceless message to the whole world here in Mayapur Dham, the devotees celebrated. They raised their arms. They danced blissfully and chanted the Maha Mantra. These are a few little drops from the unlimited, or a few little parts of a single drop from the unlimited ocean of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Navadvip, where he established the congregational chanting of the holy names. And now, this new temple that's being built, it was part of Srila Prabhupada's vision to bring people from all over the world to come here to Sri Mayapur Dham, to be purified by the power of the supreme spiritual blessings that are here in Mayapur Dham, to associate with wonderful devotees, and to naturally be induced to chant the holy names. This Kirtan Mela that you have all come for is something very beautiful. It is very much the evolution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vision. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I I Thank you. Thank you. I നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി മാസ്തിധ്യാദി സിദ്ധാദിനി ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീഅദ്വൈത ഗദാധര ശിവാസരി ഗൗര ഭക്തവിന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ So before we start kirtan, I'm going to read a small paragraph from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's letter about the true nature of the holy name. Only the holy name reveals the spiritual form of the living being and then causes him to be attracted to Krishna's form. Only the holy name reveals the spiritual qualities of the living being and then causes him to be attracted to Krishna's qualities. Only the holy name reveals the spiritual activities of the living being and then causes him to be attracted to Krishna's pastimes. So today is a very special day, the disappearance day of Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And I would like to ask for his blessings, you know, to be able to chant purely. He was one of the founders of Radha Damodar traveling party, where they were going from different cities in America and doing Harinam Sankirtan 8 hours every day. So let's all pray deeply for his blessings to have a taste for chanting, and also to Sri Sri Panchatattva Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. So please chant loudly, please focus our minds, and please don't give your back to the deities.
Hare Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
Everyone together, a little louder.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama.